Come closer, darling.
Well, thank you very much, Farrell, for your introduction. You pretty much said a lot of stuff about me. So I'll try my best to sell myself.
Yes, okay? Good.
So I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago.
We ready, yeah, Bobby Roll.
I'm telling you, yes. And I came to Canada, Montreal, Canada, when I was 19. Mm-hmm. When I came to Canada, I didn't know what I was going to do, and when I went to, I did college here in Dawson, and that's where I figured I had the love for accounting, so that's where my passion grew for that, and I studied at Concordia. I did my bachelor's in accounting at Concordia. Mm-hmm. Nothing really led me to the road of entrepreneurship, which I am now. Mm-hmm. I'm an entrepreneur, but my dad also was an entrepreneur. So I guess it was inevitable that I followed the footsteps. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's in the genes.
So I've been working in accounting for 20 years, and we started our business, me and my husband, in 2014. Mm-hmm. Because we found that young entrepreneurs, even of the community or of any race, are not served by the bigger firms, accounting firms. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have that attention to detail. They don't have that, you know, nurturing vibe, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was the market that we went in. And now we're in the growth phase. So it started off slow, but we're in the growth. Mm-hmm. Because people do commend on our exceptional service, yep, you know. Mm. You could reach us anytime, you know. It would not be like 2 days and you don't hear from us, you know. Okay. Like we always
No, Marla's on it. Yeah, she's on it for real.
And yeah, so we do accounting, taxation, I do that, and my husband does the payroll. So if you're a small business and you need help with taxation, accounting, or payroll, or just business advice, we're not marketing specialists, but if you want to say, ah, my logo, mm-hmm, what is it? You know, like we have some business acumen that we could kind of like guide you if it's good or not, or, you know, or give you the resource that you could go to get it better. To improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you only serve businesses, or do you also do like
for the taxes? I do businesses, individuals, families. Individuals. Okay. I do, you name it. You know, like for example, like, you know, like I was just doing individuals and so on. But then I had a nurse that was in the Northern Territories. I never did that before. But mm-hmm, then, you know, I found the research. I did a better job than what her previous accountant did, mm-hmm, and I was right on the money, you know. Right. So that shows that I have the drive and the
skill
to do anything. And even when I was working for employers, like I could adapt to any situation, you know. So
what I appreciate about what you said is, and it's a good point, is that unfortunately a lot of the smaller businesses or whatever, like the quality accounting services that we get is not always the best, right? Like a lot of times we get somebody who just do something real quick, check, off. Okay, good. There you go. You're going to get whatever return or not, you know, and right, that's just really right, what it's going to be. But, you know, so to have somebody that has the skills and the background that you have, and that is willing to work within the community, you know, I find that's huge. And it's something that the community really should be taking the opportunity to connect with you and you know, get yes, your accounting done, because finance is super, super important.
Yes, because a lot of the feedback I get, a lot of people, they don't get explanation. So,
right.
Well, I do Farrell's taxes, so he could testify. Yeah. I have a detail. Okay, you have your refund, your balance owing, this is what you have to do, get on it, you know, mm-hmm, so I guide you to what the results are.
Nice. I wasn't even asked like questions, because normally, you know, normally they want to see like what can I get for you as best and whatnot. And right, I used to do my own taxes for the longest time because I learned it in SageUp. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I was just like, okay, it's getting complicated. Because if you're not in it, then you don't know all the different tax laws, mm-hmm, as it goes about. So when I was in it, it was simple. I was a student. No problem.
Yeah.
When I stopped being a student and then got into the career and stuff, I was like, okay, I need an accountant. And then I gotten an accountant referral from a colleague. And when he did it, I was just like, I could have done this myself. How come I paid you money for something I could have done myself? Okay. Mm-hmm. You didn't bother to sit with me and talk to me. This is way pre-COVID too. Why aren't we sitting? Why aren't you figuring out what my life situation is? What's going on with my housing and all these different things? And so I've been searching ever since. So asking for a friend.
I love
it. If you're a little late with doing your taxes, Marla, or can you help said people?
Yes. Oh, really? I get a lot of late clients.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. How late do you get?
over the past, I've got people like 2-3 years haven't done their taxes. And they're self-employed. So, you know, I have to do all the receipts and everything. And,
Okay, it was me.
Just call me out.
No, but you know, just don't expect me in April to do that for you. Like if you're late, you know. But now that the tax season is down, you know. But I'll let you know if I'm busy or what's the timeline, or you know.
Yeah, I'm a little bit late. But I mean, my friend.
That's the only thing.
No, I know. My friend knows. Gotcha. My friend knows that there's penalties and things. But my friend also feels that if you can find the right accountant who's going to ask the right questions and dig for you to really find you the right things, then it's okay to be late, because then maybe there aren't penalties if they owe you.
You get a penalty for late filing, but if you have a balance due, like, so you get a late filing penalty and also penalty on the balance due.
Right.
But if you have a refund, it will just be a penalty on the late filing.
Okay, right. Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
So then you won't get as much refund.
Exactly. So depending. So I'm going to try the way so that you could get the less tax. So if you have a balance owing, I'm going to... Of course, I asked the right questions also. So going into your file, and also I need to look at what happened before, you know?
Right.
So I see, you know? Yeah, and I could even do corrections as well. So if, you know, you have an issue like, okay, you need to review like 2018 taxes or something that you felt your accountant didn't do it properly or you missed something, I could go in with the tools that I have and also verify the information.
Listen, don't let people come with you with boxes towards you, okay? I won't come with these filing boxes and me like...
For me, COVID has been good because I tell everybody electronically, please. So the boxes, they will have to scan the stuff, and we have the different softwares that could do that, allow you to do that. So fantastic. To organize it, and then I could arrange it and so on.
No, I definitely, like I said, I talk very highly of you. I recommend you to everybody I talk to. Definitely, I want to encourage the community to get in contact with you. So I lost my train of thought. There was something I was going to ask you about the business. You, Stephen, started, Stephen does payroll.
2014, yeah.
Right, 2014.
Nice.
It's a family business. Anyways, I'm just really glad. I'm glad to have you guys. No, that was it. It was about the payroll thing. Because a lot of organizations, I was speaking to Tanisha Valiant today about that, right? She's a business coach, again, just dropping plugging names all left, right, and center. But and one of the things that entrepreneurs don't pay attention to. One is their credit, right? So and it's super important. So you could have an amazing business plan and bring it to the bank and your credit personally is shot, so your business can't get off the ground. But then there's the aspect of us not having pays, right? We don't normally pay ourselves anything properly. So just being able to put a little bit of focus in that and making sure you have a payroll set up, it's going to make a world of a difference for you as an entrepreneur in the future. Because when you go to the bank and they just want to see like, okay, well, you could be an entrepreneur, yes, but what's your income like? Like what's your, you know, they want to see like your consistent money being deposited into your account. So guys, entrepreneurs, business owners, you definitely want to set something up. And if you need help doing it, you definitely want to get in contact with
Michelle.
And I just want to add to that, because a lot of entrepreneurs feel that they could do it all themselves. So they're focusing on what they sell or their service. And then they think that they could do the accounting and they think that they could do the payroll. Number one, payroll is very complicated. It's not just, okay, you paid $10 an hour for how many hours, okay? There's laws going in there. There's different kind of calculations depending on the situation, different type of employees, you know, so you got to know. And also you have to have the money for a payroll, okay? Because if you're the sole person, if you're the president or whatever your organization, you acting as the employee and the employer. So you have to have your gross salary, which would include the employee deductions, plus you have to have the employer contribution. A lot of people don't know that. You know, and those remittances have to remit every 15th of the following month. So you have to be on top of it. If not, you're going to have penalties.
Of course.
You know, and QuickBooks is not adapted for Quebec payroll. A lot of people say, QuickBooks has payroll, but it's not adapted. So that's why it's better to have the professional
do it for you, for sure.
That's it.
And Quebec does have different laws. So
for everything, for everything. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just plug my husband, so he knows U.S. payroll, and he will know also inter-province payroll as well. So Ontario, he knows the laws. He's very aware. So Quebec, Ontario, U.S.
I love it. So now one more time. So how do people get in contact with you? Because you know they're listening. They have all ears open, pens out, paper out.
Yes. Well, we're on the OFCLink.com. Service Solution RH. So that's services with an S and solutions with an SRH. We are on Facebook. We are. We have our website, servicessolutionrh.ca. We're on Instagram, but I'm not on it a lot because I'm busy doing
other things. Filing late taxes.
And you could also reach us. My phone number is 514-923-3178. And Stephen's for the payroll is 514-794-5856.
Can you repeat the number one more time for us, slowly?
So, my phone number is 514-923-3178. And my husband's number, Stevens, is 514-794-5856. And our email is lesolutionrh@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
I'm going to also be plugging on the Empower Hour page so everyone can get their accounting did by you.
Shout out to the power couple.
I'm telling you, I love that. Good for you guys. That's so
there's
tough.
Snaps again, too.
I know. That's I'm going to get snaps next week, I swear to God. All right. Thank you.
Marla, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us. It's always awesome having you. And again, just continue doing your awesome work that you're doing in the community because you're making sure we stay rich. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. I feel empowered.
Hey, talk about it. And on that note, we're going to break it up to this morning, guys, and play a little music. We're going to play Rick and Morty by Soulja Boy.
Rick and Morty.
This badass bitch, yeah, she going to New York. Yeah. Dropping off the top on a brand new Porsche. Brand new Porsche, yeah, the roof got divorced. Yeah. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 yo. Rick and Morty, nigga, jump on a spaceship. And I don't reach for my chain, you get hit with a cake clip. Rick, 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 Morty. Drop top, Bugatti swag on early. Shot the top in the Lambo, young nigga swerve. I'm on a whole nother planet with Rick and Morty. That's a UFO, that's a Porsche twin turbo. When I jumped out the coupe, they like, hey, big Draco. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty, Rick, 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 yo.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news. Woo-wee! This is OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the OFC Community Updates, where we just, you know, keep you in tune on what's going on. Just keep you plugged in. We are so glad to be here. We have so many things going on. I don't know where to start. So I just want to address some community news, okay?
Cool. Let's talk about it.
So we have our brother Will Prosper, who is getting involved. Is it coming? Getting involved in, he threw his hat in the ring. He's getting involved in the political game. He got involved on Riley Font's team.
Really?
And yes, I know, right? Your face, my
face. I'm like, what thickens?
We're all confused. So basically, when I say we're all confused, he's going to be on with us next week, guys.
He's going to be here next week.
So we'll be able to ask him the real questions.
I have questions. I have a lot of questions. So that's cool.
But letting you guys know what's happening. So basically, as he came out, Denny Cordero's team decided that they want to go at him.
Oh, really?
Of course, we can't be surprised. So they did is they pulled up. He worked for the RCMP.
Okay.
Okay. Out west, if I'm not mistaken, like Calgary, Alberta, right? So he was out there, and he had to resign.
It's not Manitoba, GRC.
GRC?
I think so.
GRC. It could be Manitoba. Yeah, I just knew it was west. Thanks. Somewhere just west, whatever. Okay. All right. So basically, long story short, he had to resign because he was caught checking somebody's file, right? Or something like, you know, he had checked somebody's file from Quebec. As an RCMP officer, you can't just check people's files. You have nothing to do with it. So for that, you know, like with reason, he understood, he resigned, and that was the end of
that's
that.
That's where that ended. Okay.
So now, this is what, maybe 14 years later? Or I think it could have been even more.
Not 14 years later. You're telling me they're bringing this back up.
Oh, no.
This man said when he was 10. yeah. He said.
Yeah. I know they did that, and they put it on the front cover of Poesia Montréal.
Wow.
Of the Montreal Gazette.
Lovely.
And the Journal de Montréal. And it was just basically like Valerie Plante has this ex-criminal on her team that was trying to get information.
Of course, they use those words.
To try to help his gang member friends
in Quebec. Yeah, cannot say gang member
friends. C'était toute la G.
Gang member friends?
Yeah, they went there.
Saying French?
So right now, everybody's standing behind Will. Now, basically, they're smearing his name all over the city and the province.
Okay.
But technically, he's just running for mayor of Montreal North, right?
Right.
So it's like it's a little kind of overkill, like it.
Of course,
but for those who didn't know who he was before, they definitely know who he is now.
What did it say? No such thing as bad press.
That's it. So you guys are gonna get more press now.
That's it.
So you know what? It's because they probably absolutely felt threatened with the world that he was running.
Will Prosper is the mayor of Montreal North right now, like a title or not. So that's why for him, actually, for sure, it was in the bag. But for that same reason, I would have been super happy to see him with Ballarama. I'm still encouraging everybody to vote Ballarama. I am just saying that we're supporting Will, and that's just what it is, you know? So
cool.
So that was one. I wanted to quickly update a couple of things, OFC news related, real fast. So great news. We have a text line now, independent for the OFC.
Awesome.
Super exciting.
All right. That's news. Good.
Because you have to understand, like, in the business that we're in, especially in these times, mm-hmm. getting in contact with us as an organization is super important. We're getting calls, we're getting messages on Facebook, but at the end of the day, like, people are very used to using their phone sending quick texts. Mm-hmm. So now we have an independent text line. I just want to share the number real quick for our mm-hmm. listeners, and I'll put it in on our page.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 438-701-3181.
Okay.
Just you could text the OFC anytime and we'll get right back to you ASAP. So that's awesome.
All right.
Other things too, we're also looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers to head up a social committee to help us with just social events. It's pretty straightforward. But we also need a committee to help, some volunteers to help with member services.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going on the fact that we have an influx of service requests that we're getting in. Yeah, we are going to. We just need more support, more help if people right. want to get on. And it's a really simple thing that you do. It's just really processing. So if it is in you and you have a desire to help and support community, yes, definitely reach out to the OFC. We're still welcoming donations and stuff like that, just so you guys know.
And you have to have a desire for, like, really putting on social events, because I ended up being the head of my social committee at work.
Okay.
Because the person who was supposed to do it was no longer there, and they're like, well, we think we nominate Gina. I was like, nah.
Please don't. You're like, please don't nominate me at all.
That's not what I'm here for.
I'm not here for that at all.
And so we're hiring somebody else just now.
And they want to take over.
I'm just like, I'm like, y'all, no worry, priority one.
Absolutely right. No, and all to say, you have to just have a passion for just volunteering in general, because it's just you have to kind of want to do that.
You do. You do. You actually have to have, like you said, a passion, because not a lot of people have a passion for
that. I said I was going to be like part of it to help. I was here for the help. I'm like, I'm here for the help. And then all of a sudden, the person who was running it was no more. And they're just like, we think that you can run it.
And you became the vice president and president.
You can do it. No, I'm joking.
They said you're
that's not what I signed up for.
I know. That's what you signed up for. All right.
Okay. Couple
anything
of
else?
Of course.
Oh, I thought you said, the way you started. Stopped it as if you had nothing else. Okay,
I was
go
just
ahead.
Giving people time
I
talk.
Do apologize. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
You were rushing Gina, so sorry.
Yep. I understand. Karma. Okay, so.
As he does.
Facts.
Often.
So, August 30th, next Monday, we have a town hall, our second town hall meeting. So, we had one at the beginning of the month.
I remember.
It was exceptional.
Love it.
And now, this, I'll be very specific. This is for vaccinated and non-vaccinated people to come together and discuss. All right. We're obviously discussing these vaccine passports and different things like that and how we can work together as a community. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Zoom. I definitely want to encourage the people who are interested to take part.
Okay.
Again, I'll share this on our page. You can get in contact with the OFC, but it's going to be next week, Monday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Zoom. It's our second town hall meeting.
Love that.
On Tuesday, we have, this is August 31st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. This discussion is exclusively for non-vaccinated individuals.
Okay.
Again, this is our second one, and it's to just discuss within a safe space how people are feeling, different things that are going on, and you know, just generally sharing around the COVID passports and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Again, it's super important to create these safe spaces. Next, thanks to a relationship that we have within the OFC, we're able to connect with an organization in Haiti. You guys remember
love
we were talking
that.
About that last week?
Yes.
So we did connect. So now we have a GoFundMe. I will put that on our page as well. But we are raising money to support the relief efforts in Haiti. So I'm glad to be able to have that. And like I said, I will plug it on our page. These people are going to be on with us next week, so I'll just touch on it lightly, but we're going to have these brothers with us next week. So we have some young boys in the community that we are raising some money for, just to help them. They one of them has a scholarship, but we're raising money to be able to help them both to be able to get through school. So they're going to be on with us next week to talk about their journey, what
wonderful.
It's been like and stuff like that. So
love
it's
that.
Really, really cool. Again, well, you guys are listening to us, but just to remind you that we would love to see you guys next week. We're doing a pre-recording on Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We want to see you guys. Come on out. It is awesome. We have a great setup. There's the pub downstairs. You can grab a drink. You can come out and hang out with us. A couple of more things very quickly just to remind you guys. OFC members, we have the documentary movie and lecture club where you can now get access to Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1804 all for free. And very soon we're actually going to have books in there as well. We started investing in these, digital books like PDF books, but all about survival. Things that grow in your backyard that you could use as medicine. Things
that's
that,
good.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay. we're on it, guys.
You guys
we're on
are,
it.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah. So
up.
We're gonna
I
make those
that.
Available for the members to get access to.
You know,
well.
Your dad tried to test me one time when we were in Trinidad, right? Because I mean, I'm not saying I don't know what's growing in my backyard per se, but we were in Trinidad, and then he tried me. He's just like, he took an herb. He's like, do you even know what this is? I smelled. I was like, that's Shadow Benny. I don't know why he tried me.
Right.
But that was about the only thing.
I was gonna say,
hey,
I'm very
very lucky he chose that.
Very lucky he you know, it has a very distinct smell.
Of course, yes.
But if I was in survival, I like Shadow Benny, but I better like it a whole lot.
Okay, talk about it.
That's all you know you could eat.
That's it.
No, last thing real quick, just about just general updates. I didn't even plug any events. Like, are there events? We didn't. Anyways.
Yeah, there are a couple.
Okay, great. So yeah. I do want to, just very quick before going to the event, is just I want to give a shout out because our summer group ended last week.
Okay.
It was kind of sad. Well, it wasn't sad. It was a cool thing. So just reminding you guys, we had this summer youth employment program where we had youth from OFC member parents that worked with us in the summer. The parents would donate funds, and these funds we'd use to pay the youth students throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. We had them doing data entry and stuff for us. And it's cool. Like, I got to give them a huge shout out. We are now at 1,330 businesses in our directory. So definitely, guys, you want to check it out. Check it out, guys. These guys worked really hard throughout the summer.
Good.
I was really happy. Like, we had a little end of session lunch. Okay, that was all my wife. You know, I don't plan those things. Like, I didn't even think about
okay.
that.
Okay. You have to.
Let's have a lunch.
Of course you do. Yeah,
yes. But I was like, come on, I paid them. Come on.
Wow.
Like, what the?
Don't work for Pharaoh's wife, not Pharaoh.
Like this slum employer over here.
They work like 3 hours. You're paid like all kind of dough. Come
stop
on,
talking and go to the next one, please. Okay. You're only damaging yourself now. Please stop that.
Oh my goodness. I wanted to give them a shout out. They did an awesome job. And just remind the community, you guys check out OFCLink.com. OFCLink.com. Now, to be able to search any of our businesses, you have to sign up. It's free to sign up, or you give a donation, but you got to be a member because this is our private network, man. This is how we're getting it in.
That's what's up.
For a quick event, do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, we're just going to talk about a few things. Again, you can always find it on the OFC.com/events. So we have the Mothers in or from the African Diaspora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's on the 28th, which is Saturday. Yeah,
yep, Saturday, right.
Yeah, so it's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's really to embrace the purposeful and perfectly imperfect African mother in you.
Ooh.
So yeah, this will be a workshop for mothers in or from the African diaspora. And it's just learning how to embrace and heal from the African maternal ego.
Mm.
They'll always allow our thoughts and feelings to crush our dreams and compromise our lives. So it's kind of breaking generational curses.
Ooh, I love that topic.
So we got to work on breaking generational curses.
Absolutely.
Someone just sent me a meme today too, and you saw. I want to say, I think it was Morty actually wearing like holding a crystal in one hand, or might have been Bart actually.
Hey,
holding a crystal in one hand and then a shaft in the other. Is like, why am I responsible for breaking all the generational curses?
I like that.
So he needs help. We got to work on it together.
But that's good. And actually, that sister, you just made me remember something. There's a workshop that we're going to do in 2 weeks. Like, we'll talk about a little later. But just so you guys know, because there's a lot of people who are looking to move back to Africa.
Yes.
So the OFC, we're going to be hosting a workshop with some of our members who have already moved.
Oh.
So they're going to be on Zoom, and they're going to be sharing their experience, what it was like.
I need that. We need that.
Yeah, exclusive for members. So you guys are welcome, but no one else could come. It's only OFC members. But I just want to... Just kidding. Just become a member. So that was it for me and my.
All right. Any more events, guys?
Yeah. This one's in Brooklyn. I'm just saying, if you're out there
in Brooklyn,
we're Brooklyn. We're
September
2nd. Sorry, Donovan.
And I want to say this because when I read this, I was like, I wish I could.
Mm.
So on September 2nd, D-Nice with Anthony Hamilton. Big Daddy Kane, Stephanie Mills, and Melvin Moore.
Damn.
They are having a whole event at Prospect Park in Bellshaw, Brooklyn, New York.
Damn.
So if you could be there, please. I was Karis. One, two.
Oh, stop.
Come
stop,
on.
Gina.
I'm feeling this in my heart.
Estelle.
Estelle's going to be there?
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
It's on sale. So if you out there in New York, or if you go into New York, this is an event for
this
you.
This is something
sure.
you could do.
I'm surprised Estelle didn't call me. Go ahead.
So, to do what, Pete?
No, just because she's going
to
be there.
To do what, though?
Just to be
you're
like,
vaccinated, you can't do it. You have to be vaccinated in New York.
That's why they didn't call you because you're not vaccinated. Okay, we're just going to stick to that story. Please continue with the event.
So,
please.
September 4th, Afrofest and Ottawa.
Hey!
Yeah, so from the 4th to the 5th, Afrofest, starting at 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Go check out what they have going on. I wanted to go to, what's it called? Afrofest? Is it Afrofest in the States?
I think it's what you said. Yeah, I think so.
I might just have to go to this one just, you know, because it's not, I don't know. I was going to say it's not as big as the one in the States. I don't actually know that. But like I could deduct with fair assumption.
We already know how it's going to be.
But there's that. And then there's also There's also an online event going on by HQ Stream, and they're going to be streaming the R&B Rewind with TLC, Keith Sweat, and Jodeci.
Oh!
Ooh!
Ooh!
Right? Though?
Right?
Okay.
Okay, I'm about that. I'm about that life.
So go check that out. And yeah, those are just a little bit, but you know, of course, you can find everything in a long list of things on OFC. OFClink.com/events.
All right, and on that note, guys, we're gonna pay some bills, and then after we're gonna go into our, I guess, second or third musical break because we took a few this morning. But we're gonna be back, and we're gonna just keep on talking. Stay tuned.
When you tell your girlfriend, "Get changed, you dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages." When are you gonna change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. It's my turn again. We catch you on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne. P-A-Y-N-E, all one word. You understand, mud again.
See the way you're showing up. Girl, I can't tame you. I can't blame you. You know the way to pose. You know your angle. I can't tame you. I can't change you.
Internationally known on this microphone. Holyfield, Ross Craig, we at Tyson's though. Lonely nights, I'm high. I can vibe alone, so don't be tired. I'm quiet, no inquiring though. I know your angles, wave at them, show your bracelet. Cartier stacking for days, look like Thanos. You saying the universe ain't grateful. I put infinity stones, I know your fingers. Generous when I got feelings for who I got. Feelings for when I'm not. Feeling you, girl, I'm not. Dealing with other feelings, I feel that you fear a lot. Cause I be in my feelings, I'm giving you what I've got. Maybe I'm on your page, maybe I got your heart. Maybe I can't love you cause I don't know where to start. And chasing your potential ain't enough. I guess I am what I am, but you are who you was, what's up?
See the way you're
showing
up, girl, I can't tame you.
No plastic, you know how to get right, mama. I gotta get my baby.
She know my work, kissing on my jewels, got his shirt. Don't have a holding hand, she holding my word. Baby popped up, and everything but a. I'm loving her good, making sure she never hurt. She my wood, never too classy to slurp. Look me in my eyes when you tell me that it's mine. Told her I'm too play, I can't fall for the lie. I know, baby, that you a bad little something that. Drive me crazy,
yeah.
And I swear
that
nothing else
fazes me. I like Miami, Adam, and I feel like Jello. Shorty like skinny tatty, so I grabbed you. I gave you this skin, I lashed it. No rubber, no plastic. You know how to get right, mama. I gotta get right.
Oh, no. Such a good job, I pat myself on the back. Flight confirmation to cash through the app. Ain't nobody robbing me, I answer doors with a strap. Anywhere I go, I put Southside on the map. Shawty said she love me, I said I love me back. Try to cuss me out, I ain't going for that. Said they want my plug so they can order the packs. But I'm addicted to the trap, you never know I relapse. So, no can do.
He giving brain like a geek. Dior cologne, that's to bring out the freak. The fake in the pick me. Mouth slick, lunatic, leave a 36. I'm Mrs. Untouchable. I'm like the Lunchable. Play like it's all fun and games. Till I'm done with you, sound unapproachable. I'm unforgettable.
And when it come to getting this paper, I don't play. Broke, always talking broke. Broke, always got a broke. So cute, look at that, what they done did. Broke, broke, had a broke kid. I'm just trying to get the bands. I got a fetish these don't understand. Counting this money is really hurting my hand. In 5 minutes, I'm with the 100 grand. And I gotta had a bag with the 2 C's. I got this green thumb from counting this blue cheese.
She gon' slide right to my side. I know she pulled up with her friends. Then we skirt off in the Benz. Oh, took her back to my crib. And I regret it. She tryna feel like she asleep. So she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh, nah, she gotta go. Ask me her name, I swear I don't even know. Yeah. They wanna know why the girl them dip on me. Them I ain't green, them I ain't just sip on me. They wanna know why them love him off so much. Like, what is the reason? Oh, it's just the vibe, I'm that guy. She put her legs in the sky whenever I pull up. She got her clothes off from the walk. And she won't waste no time. Oh, she don't want nobody else, I know. But I can't be what she wants. They all have the same story. They come on me to themselves.
Shawty gon' run when she in the mind. A track star, we never seen the finish line. Can't confide, don't commit, she's scared to trust somebody. On your mind, guess I go, she
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Do what it takes, do what's gon' make it last. She can take the pain that come with that. Hit the brakes, but it's too late, she fast. When she set a pace, she don't look back. Now I know I look over the sign. Girl, do you ever get tired? Oh, I.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit by taking this ball. She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you weren't here for.
She's a liar, she a capper. She do anything for the black card. She can feel your pain with a black heart. Should've never let that shit get that far. It's always been games with you. Keeping scoring, changing moves. I was a boy, but lately you show me that side, that crazy you.
Oh,
you can get the bag
and all of your bags.
You can leave the racks with all of them tags. Don't do a thing and don't look back.
Damn, girl, you fast.
She's a runner, she's a track star. She gon' run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain, she can't get scarred. She hurt anyone that gets involved. Don't wanna commit by taking this far. She gon' do the race, just not this one. Love is a game you used to cheer for. When I was down to talk, you would talk, you would talk, you would talk.
You know I could talk my way into sacred places.
Everybody.
I don't try, I just play my snake, it is son of Satan. They say, my, you stole my time. I say, time's a wasting. Don't you cry, I just wipe your eyes. I know what you're thinking. Silver tongue, she call me cocky man. I say, my head level. Silver tongue, she call me cocky man.
Only you feel on my body.
name DJ Bobby Payne. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get to it right now. You get me? Blessings all the kings and the queens. You get me? Let's get it.
The music make me feel happy, Jordan.
Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for coffee conversation.
No, I don't want to.
The microphones are on.
Today's the Pharaoh show. Oh, I said it, eh? Didn't I say it?
No, I'm just. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a.
I am so sorry, you guys. So, as you guys know, we are pre-recording this show, right? We are at the Pub St. Pierre that we always thank at the end of our shows. And we just had a little musical break. Mm-hmm. And I went to get myself a beverage. I didn't ask because you were mid-conversation with our audience, right?
I feel that was more like a libation than it is a beverage.
Well,
I mean,
libation.
It's still a beverage, but let's be specific.
It's a beverage for a Thursday morning,
right.
Wednesday night recording.
That's it. Facts.
Okay, Miss Trish Wing.
I'm just saying, me too. I like those beverages. I'm just...
But you were mid-conversation with our lovely studio melanated guests, and I didn't want to be like, so that's why I was like, let me run, you know?
I guess, but I got you next week. I said
that on the air, so you have to hold me to it.
I know, facts. I will. No, I brought it up on air on purpose.
Farrell, before I get into the coffee conversation, this is not what it was all about. You've been coming for us today.
It's the Pharrell show, guys.
It's not. Dun, 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 anyways, isn't it Virgo season?
This is why I needed the beverage, because Pharrell.
It is Virgo season. Oh, you feeling yourself.
It's Virgo season. My mommy's birthday was yesterday. My daddy's is the 22nd. It's two days after you. It is totally Virgo season. I'm not going to say anything bad. I'm born from two Virgos.
You're welcome. I'm a Pisces.
Did he say what?
I said you're welcome.
Anyways. This needs a beverage. Anyways, guys, coffee conversations time today, although I'm not drinking coffee as usual. So I seen something yesterday on social media, and I want to know what you guys think about it. I'm going to read the whole thing. I'm going to tell you what the kick points are, and then I want you guys' opinion. So this is an invoice, right? And the notes on this invoice read, this invoice is being sent to you because you confirmed a seat at a wedding reception during the final headcount. The amount above is the cost of your individual seats. Because you didn't call or give us a proper notice that you wouldn't be in attendance, this amount is what you owe us for us paying for the seat in advance. You can pay via PayPal. Please reach out to send us and let us know which method of payment works for you. Thank you. Total $240.
Is that taxes included?
Or not? There is no taxes. It just says subtotal $240, total $240, amount paid zero, balance due $240.
Has the wedding happened already?
Okay. All that stuff, but you did not RSVP to go to the reception. They prepaid for the reception, so they paid for you to go already.
Yes.
And that's because you confirmed or you didn't?
You didn't show up. No,
but it sounds like, and just so that I'm clear, it sounds like you RSVP'd yes. You didn't tell me no.
Right. That's what
I'm getting. And then you didn't come and I paid for you and you didn't come.
That's what I'm getting.
That's what it sounded like.
Well, it says because you didn't call or give us proper notice that you wouldn't be in attendance.
Right.
So I gather how you guys gather it.
Yeah. So you RSVP'd, you said you're coming.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. You owe them the money.
This is real. Yeah, like this is a wedding. Yeah. This is real. Your seats cost money.
Yes, absolutely.
You didn't show up.
That's right.
Yeah, you owe.
Are you guys paying the $240?
Absolutely. First of all, I wouldn't have a $240 because I would have told you beforehand. Ain't no way.
Right.
I know what it is. I had to plan a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is not cheap.
Yeah.
But if something had so happened, if I was in that situation,
right.
Not only am I paying the $240,
right.
But I'm also paying you what I would have given to you as a gift.
So the monetary, you're paying it on top of that.
You're sending
gift, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
So the thing is about a wedding is like you're going there. Yes, we're gonna have fun.
Right.
And I missed out on all that fun and stuff like that. But you're there to support the couple, the new couple,
right.
And their new life.
Okay.
Like people who go to weddings with their arms swinging.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't know how people do that, first of all.
And hold on. The only time I say you can do that is that if you have those weddings where they tell you, like, oh, it's $150 for you to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That your gift is done. All right? Right. You're paying it forward. It's great. Right. You're actually helping with them helping them pay for their wedding and enjoy their wedding.
Right.
So you don't have to. If you give something extra, kudos to you. But if not, you don't owe not another single dime.
I agree with that.
If you don't show,
right,
have them pay for it.
Okay.
And now you become their debt. No. You're paying that, and then just for the inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Add a little cherry on top.
Okay, now I have two questions, hypothetically, with the coffee conversations that we're having right now. What if something happened where, let's say, you got, knock on wood, COVID, okay, and you couldn't call? Apparently, the symptoms are you can't breathe, you can't this, you can't that.
And you can't use the phone.
Well, yeah, exactly. You didn't text. You were out and down. Yeah. Is it still a reason for you to pay?
My aunt was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Right.
She still texted us. She didn't let us know how we were doing.
My
cousin
still
went
no
in.
Excuse.
No, but I'm understanding. Like, but in the hypothetical situation, you're saying if there's an emergency and you can't call.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Right. If there's an emergency where you can't call, can't text, are you still liable for this $240?
I still feel that you should be. I'm saying no. Here's the thing. If I receive that and I say, look, I was sick. Do you still want, like, I mean, again, I would still feel liable for it.
Okay.
But if the person asking it, if you told me that, like, yo, you know what, like, I got into an accident.
Right.
I was in the hospital
right.
and all
something
that.
Happened.
It would be, if that was me doing that, because I also feel it was a little tacky. I don't think I would do that. But
right.
if I did that, then that would be a null and void, and I'll eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
But if that was me and I couldn't make it, I would still come out of pocket.
You would? Yeah. Okay. Pete?
I think just the first term liable, I just find it's weird.
Why?
Because we're talking about it's a wedding gift, right?
Well,
so I just, when
no,
you
this
say,
is not a gift. This is
somebody well, paying for your meal at the wedding.
I understand.
So are you
that,
still?
But it's still like because I'm putting myself in a mindset.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, so something happens. I'm heading to the wedding. There's an emergency. And the reason I say I feel weird about thinking about it as a liability is because, well, I'm like, well, I know I was heading to this wedding.
Right. Right.
An emergency happened. Like, I have an envelope regardless. Like, I have a gift for you.
Okay.
Like, it's like, yeah. So it's like, I'm either going to send it, you're going to get it in the mail, I'm going to make sure you get it. But the point is, like, I was bringing bread for you anyways, right? So
right.
it's like,
yeah. okay.
So I'm not physically there in my seat, but you still got my envelope from the envelope from my family. That, cause
oh, I see what you're saying.
You
know,
I get
like,
you.
Because yeah. whether I was there or not.
Or not. Like,
you
I was,
still
you're
have something
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
me.
Okay.
That's it. I was coming,
okay.
I was bringing you something anyways. That's why I'm like, well,
I agree
do I
with
feel
that.
Liable? Like, you know, I'm just like, well, no, I'm sending my gift. Like, whatever
yeah.
my gift was, like,
okay.
that's, you know, like, I didn't make it.
So liable if something, if an urgency actually happened,
right?
I'm completely with you with that mm-hmm. on Pharaoh. If you just decided one day, like, I don't feel like it, no, you gonna
yeah,
pay this invoice.
For
yeah.
sure. Okay. I have another question as well. So sometimes I've been to weddings where people ask for certain amounts of monetary. Is that okay with you guys?
No.
Or do you just give what you have?
So do you mean like when you have to pay to come to attend the wedding?
So no, I'm getting married to Boris Kojo. Okay.
Yeah.
It's me and Boris Kojo's
he married
wedding.
Though, but okay.
No, I know. Gina.
Hypothetical.
Why? I don't know what's
okay,
wrong with her.
Why you got a crush?
Why, Gina?
Why you got to crush my little dream?
I don't want you to get ahead of yourself.
We can't dream here with Gina. With Gina, Gina's
oh,
like, don't
oh,
dream.
You can't dream with Gina?
No,
that's Pharaoh saying
dream.
That right now?
Wow,
this guy. I don't remember her promise. I don't remember her promise. Go ahead.
Me
sorry,
and Boris,
Trish.
It's okay, love. That's all love. It's all love. Me and Boris Kojo, first of all, we're born on the same day, so we make a perfect couple. Anyway, we are getting married, all right, on September 14th, 2021, let's just say.
Okay.
And in my invitation, I'm like, monetary gift between $100 and $300. Or
no.
I put a firm amount of $300.
No.
You giving me that money?
No.
Because I've seen wedding invitations like that. Like, you, I've planned a wedding, and I'm like, you guys can't do this because you don't know people have this amount of money.
No, but what do you mean? First of all, I thought it was a Haitian thing. Gina, people don't do that
no,
all the
no,
time?
No, there's
I
a difference.
A
what?
Thing. No, first of all,
one,
I don't know why I got to put it like
one,
that.
One,
I just,
one,
I made it so
one.
Many.
You know me, I had to blow
one.
It up.
One.
I made it so many Haitian weddings
one.
Where it was less
wow.
than the price.
One. First things
wow.
first.
Wow. It's like, that's the monetary gift we want.
So
I'm asking you guys for $300.
He's highly confused, as he usually is.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
you know what I mean? As he usually is. Get more sleep next time.
Go ahead, explain what happened.
You may have seen in Haitian weddings. That's not what she's talking about. Is not what you're talking about.
Okay, so
you're talking about
Haitian
the invitations that's saying, "Hi guys, to attend my wedding."
Right.
The same way how that person gave the invoice because it says it costs you $150 to have
right.
to come to my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Them, it's the like to not have the arm swingers come in and just want to eat your food and not really care about your actual
arm
wedding.
Swingers.
I love right, that you name. Want the people who actually care about wanting to come to this wedding, mm-hmm. and also the other ones who also RSVP and then don't show up or just right. show up to the reception. You weren't there for the ceremony,
right.
so they're
right.
saying invest in us, then we'll invest in you. So mm-hmm. like, and a lot of the times too, it's not the full amount,
mm-hmm.
right? It may be okay. It may cost them $150 for you, but they're gonna ask you to like if you're gonna RSVP, it's gonna cost you $75
right.
for you to come. So it offsets the cost, and they don't expect you to bring a gift. By the way,
okay.
Oh. So that is not just the Haitian thing. There are plenty different people who do that period.
Exactly.
And I've been to plenty of Haitian weddings where that was not done. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. That is one. And two, what she's talking about is I RSVP'd for this wedding. You right. didn't ask me for any money to come to the wedding. However, if you are going to come to the wedding, I want a gift.
Of 300.
Of a monetary gift between 100 to 300 or a set 300.
Exactly.
And that is tacky and it's a no for me, dog.
Right. Okay, so you're not going to the wedding at all or you're just not giving the money? This is what
you,
I
do. You know what? I feel question. Insulted. I don't even
right.
want to, like, I feel insulted for that.
Got
like,
it.
I do, because my thing is, if you inviting me, you should know who I am. You know I'm not coming there with my arms swinging
right.
back and forth. So, that. Like, I
no, but swing. That's no, but that's my point, too. It's just like, I'm like, these. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around these problems.
But these things like, happen, right? Yeah. This is why I'm asking. I'm not only asking hypothetically. It's because I've no, actually seen an amount asked for on the invitation when I'm less like, no, you can't.
People are still getting that. Married these days?
People are still
said
getting
the married,
married
man. No, shoot, I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't saying. 2021 when I seen it, but I'm saying yeah, I witnessed it before.
I love my wife, but if I could have not spent so much on our wedding, we'd do all that. I
oh,
definitely
yeah,
would have done it.
Like, I mean, I get that, but like, P, shit. Like your perspective. We've got 9 minutes left of today's show. Wow. Are you going to this wedding where I'm asking you for $300? And your invitation says 300, Gina says 200. Like, we ask for different amounts. And this is what
wait,
people do.
So they ask different amounts for different people?
Because they know who they're inviting.
Oh, that's even worse.
No, you're doing too
I'm
much,
serious.
Son.
You're doing
because
too much, son.
What happens if me and Gina connect? We're like, yo, can you believe you asked me for 100? 100? He asked me for like 5. What? Yo, you? He asked you for 100?
I am telling you that.
And just to go back to your hypothetical, and this is you marrying Boris Kojo. Is this Boris Kojo multimillionaire?
I'm
Boris
saying
Kojo?
Though, yeah, he is.
Because now y'all got money and you
got I know, you're sending me invitations for bread, nigga. Yo. I'm sending you back a receipt.
You
yo,
know
nigga,
what?
Send me back dude, some money.
I'm just saying.
Yo, and actually, matter of fact, on that point, if I go there and that wedding's not.
Baller. Yeah, I want gold on the floor.
There will be gold. It's my wedding. Desist. There will be gold everywhere. Yeah, I'm not getting married in this lifetime.
There,
but what
there,
I'm saying is,
going to, I am taking you to court. You had promised me lavishness at $300, and right. all I got was
and then can you imagine they divorced after?
We spoke about this already, Jerish.
I know.
Yo, we want,
and that's why I said
I want a refund. What? I need to get a refund. No, no.
I have to get a new dress.
Yes or no, my love.
I already said no.
You're not going. Pete, are you going?
Well, no. And the thing is, I'm kind of petty, so like I'll send a bill, but I won't go. I'll just send some. I'll be like, you know what? Here's a.
You'll send $100.
Yeah, I'll send $100. Okay. Because I'm still supporting your life.
But I'll send you $100.
But I'm not coming to your wedding.
I'm not coming.
I might all cut you off.
I'm not your bank account. That's not what we're here for.
I might cut you off still. I might just be like, here's a bill, bro.
Yeah. I hope it was worth the.
I hope it was worth the request.
I hope it was worth
that amount of money. All right. So yeah, that's what I wanted to know because I saw that this like yesterday. Excuse me. And then I was like, wow, like people, okay, that makes sense. You pay for not going.
But you've seen the Bridezilla threads, right? And Groomzilla threads?
Enlighten me.
So like there's people who do all these YouTube videos off of it. And like there's a certain situation. There was one bride who wrote to her bridal party and said, hey guys, because she wanted symmetry in the pictures,
oh God,
she wanted to make sure that everybody had their hair the same color, hair the same cut.
Nope.
And she wanted no one above, no one over 150 pounds.
Stop the noise!
Whoa. Yes.
You can say that to people?
Someone, no, so
can
no
you
one
really?
Under 150 pounds.
Yeah, that's some right to the foolishness.
So someone replied back, was just like, yo, first of all, we're 30 days out of your wedding. I just had a baby. I'm not losing
Hello,
50
talk about
pounds
it.
To like, come to your wedding.
Right.
See, again.
Like, what are we doing here?
I just wouldn't have went. I don't see why people try so hard. I've been like, yo, I can't make it.
No, not even. But these are her bridesmaids.
Sorry.
I still can't make it. I can't make it. Yo, all these.
The other one was she wanted them all the same height. So
no,
depending
you know
on how
what?
High you were, you
this
had to wear a certain heel.
Man.
So
it's some real extremities, man.
One was 5'2", so they're just like, to have her go up to the 5'11", you need her in 7-inch heels. And so like.
5'11"? 5'11"? I'm 5'2".
Right. Stop so it. She's just like, so, but then if you want me in 7-inch heels, there's a certain type of shoe for that. Stop. But now you don't like the shoe because it looked like a stripper shoe. Ma'am. Why?
You know what? I'm you know what? Like P said, I might have to take a page out of the Virgo book, and I'm not going.
It's not going. It's so
I am not
easier.
Going. Like yeah. I've seen weddings where too, like you have to pay for each event, which I really thought it was very pointless. So we had the wedding shower; it was $50 to get into that. We had the bridal shower; it was $75 to get into that. We had the whole family shower; everyone was eating; it was another $200 for that. Then we had to pay for the dress. Then we had to pay for the shoes.
Who was getting married? RBC.
Thank you.
Is the bank account?
I don't know what the
who's
hell?
Getting married?
That wedding, I don't know who's listening. I hope the person's not listening. I love you dearly, but I was a little broke after. I was like, you.
Not me. Not me who can't pay my mortgage now because
I'm
I went to your wedding.
I'm telling you, I was like, you ain't really got to pay. At every party, you guys, it was more expensive. So it started at 50, then it was 75, then it was 100, then it was like, ooh, okay, well, wait.
Yo, and when I show up in jeans and a t-shirt because I couldn't afford a new dress.
Exactly. Oh, no, I had to pay for I was a bridesmaid. I had to pay for the dress,
wait,
the
so
shoes.
So you were part of the wedding party and you had to pay for all those events too?
Oh, yeah. A lie? I'm, yo. Anyways. So, yeah. So, I liked you guys' feedback. I agree with everything that you guys said. I have to watch the YouTube thing with the groomzillas. Is that what you called it?
No, bridezillas.
Okay, but there's grooms as well,
no? I think they have some groomzillas, but you know, let's be honest, guys. Groomzillas don't happen as often as bridezillas.
I know. But, P, were you a groomzilla?
You were certainly not.
No, I was wondering. What does that even mean?
But Shiata wasn't a bridezilla either.
She doesn't. I definitely know she was not. I definitely know.
Matter of fact, luckily I haven't dealt with any bridezillas. I've been in a couple of weddings.
Me too.
I haven't.
Well,
how much time we have left?
We have 4 minutes.
Do I have time to play my thing?
Which one? You have so many things.
This was the conversation. The first one with what's his name?
I told you, Ralph. It's the Pharaoh Show.
Who?
Ralph.
The program is crashing?
Yes. I just want, but is it queued up? We're at the right time.
I have to fast forward it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want me to play it?
But that link, because if you hit that, okay.
The way with that got we it. Operate got on the.
Okay, so then play the second one then, because I want, but it's long though. That one's a little bit longer.
Yeah, that one's so long too, and I actually don't have it.
No?
Here.
Okay, no, because that's
so it. Sorry.
No one ever listens to me.
No, like, I mean, why are you trying
we
to squeeze
it
in the last 3 minutes?
I will, yeah, we now we have 3 minutes. We actually forgot to drag it in the playlist, but next week, if you want, we could start with that. Just remind me when I message you, just be like, can you play that first? And it's like, simple. I'm a texter.
Okay, first of all, I know this guy didn't just put his arm in the air like, nobody ever listens
I know.
To me. Like, this has not been the whole Pharaoh show.
The studio
we got roasted today.
We
all
got
kinds
roasted,
of things.
We got attacked. We got made fun of.
Guys, don't listen
we
to what they're saying.
You were dishing
happened.
Things
I'm
going
to have to go home. I'm going to have to burn some Palo Santo.
You're trying to out me on air for not getting you a drink, bro.
Guys, none of these things happen.
I'm burning some Palo Santo. I'm going to take a bath.
When you guys listen, I'm going to go home and cry now.
Listen to the students in the background.
Hey, the bear is still
that's it. That's it. So.
Did you guys catch Toby's like his remix sessions that he did?
I saw them. We're going to end with Toby today. But yes, I definitely did see them. He's
I
a
loved
genius
it.
Man.
I loved what they did.
I did not. Actually.
I sent it to you on Instagram. And I'm watching him staring.
How was the show? The show was good?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that my question to ask?
I hope the audience can hear my blinking.
Wait, on Instagram?
Yes.
No,
Instagram.
That's the thing. My account got hacked.
Lies.
No.
Look, let's
anyways, Tina, how was the show for you today?
It was a blessing until I didn't know I was coming for shots fired. But
me either.
Otherwise.
Next time I'll wear my bulletproof vest. Yes. Farrell, how was the show for you today?
The show was exceptional. It's always awesome being here with you queens. I love it.
Plug anything quickly.
Oh yeah, my plug for sure. So guys, just again, be positive in these times. We're going through crazy times, but build what you want. And if you need help doing it, contact the OFC. That's www.ofccommunity.com, ofccommunity.com.
Gina, want to plug anything before we go?
Love yourself.
And I am Miss Trish. You can follow me on Instagram at All Things Miss Trish and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Miss Trish TV. But kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, once again, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
black, black, black. My hair is kinky, my nose is white, my skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura, you love the glow. Before you touch my shine, just know it ain't my style, it ain't my shade, ain't what I do, ain't what I say. I'm just hella black.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.